All right, folks. Welcome to Sioux Junior Greyhounds Live. We've got Coach Cole here today with us, doing a bit of a year-end recap. This is Paul Wiersbicki. Cole, how are you?
Thanks for having me, Paul. Appreciate it.
So, just want to ask a few questions, I guess, on the year. Looking back at the start of the year, I'm sure you had some goals in mind, and you kind of were familiar with most of the group. Now looking back at that, what were some of the goals, and do you think they were met?
Yes, I do. I mean, overall, it was a successful year. I think we can all pretty confidently say. For me, that's because I feel like the kids got better, you know, each time out, you know, month after month, like you could see that steady improvement. And if I had one goal at the start of the year, from a coaching standpoint, was just to see that, make sure everybody was grasping what we were trying to teach them, and, you know, just to reassure us that we're getting it across and they're understanding. So that was, for me, the most satisfying thing, was just see how far the whole group came.
For sure.
Right? Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, we ended up, I think they ended up winning their last 22 games or something like that.
Something
I don't know
like
if the
that.
Boys were pulling my leg on that one, but it sounds about right.
Yeah.
You know, so we obviously had success on the ice, but more importantly, it was how they came together as a group and the fact that they were hungry to get better every day and every time they came together.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you definitely see them working hard every practice, every game, and big difference from the start of the year to the end of the year, for sure. Some highlights, I guess, from the year. Obviously, we went on a few different tournaments. We had some good tests along the way, especially earlier in the year. But anything that stands out in particular as far as maybe a highlight or two?
Sure. I think, for me anyways, was their first AAA experience, I think, for all the kids.
Yep.
I think we played Kingston in the first game and when we went to that Niagara tournament.
Yep.
So that was our first AAA game. And they were a good team, for sure. We obviously saw better in that tournament and tournaments after, but just the fact that not only for the kids, it was a huge eye-opener for them, I remember, but also for us as parents, right? You're thinking, you know, we know what we have in the Sioux and in the North, I guess, for the most part, but we hadn't really seen the other kids our age.
Right.
Our kids' age down south, right? So I think that was one. And then obviously the last two tournaments that we got to play, we were able to win our playoffs, for those that don't know, and also the Tournament of Champions, which is the NOHAs. In a normal year, we would have gone to the OHFs by winning that NOHAs,
right.
But now with COVID, I think Hockey Canada has decided to change a bunch of things. So that wasn't the case, but I think those two tournaments, the way we played, and it was all Northern teams, the kids just played fantastic team game in all. I think we ended up playing 10 games, right? And felt like we got stronger and stronger. So I would say, you know, from that point where we were kind of a little shell-shocked in the first AAA game to the end of the year where, you know, we figured out how to dominate hockey games. So that was really fun to watch.
Yes, for sure. Yes, the only other thing I had for you here is just any words for next year, or things that the boys can maybe work on maybe in the off season or as they look towards maybe September, October or next year.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. At this age especially, I think, is the most important thing is that they're enjoying going to the rink and being there, and if they have that mindset, if that's the case, then that space is there for them to get better and improve, and that it seems to be that's the way our group is. For them, it's just about growing their passion throughout the summer for the game, and whether that's them getting on the ice and trying to do extra skill sessions, or if they want to start implementing workouts or watching what they eat, all those good things are things that we'll continue to focus on, assuming we have the team again next year, you know, as they get older, those things that are important, not just necessarily the on-ice stuff, but also adding that off-ice element. So I think the kids, you know, I know they're 11, they're still young, right? But it's just a different discipline, I guess, that they can add, and it will only help them, not just in hockey, it'll help them in life.
Just creating habits,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, yeah. And that's why sport's great for that, right? I mean, some people get caught up in it, but you know, at the bottom line, the simple fundamental is that they're learning how to be active and be within a group environment, a team environment. So the better they can get at that, and at any time, not just in the off season,
will help them. Yeah, for sure. That's great. You know, I don't know. I think I probably speak for everyone when I say thank you for all you do for the boys and the other coaching staff. We're very lucky to have you guys. The kids all respond well to you. And thank you again for everything you've done again this year, Cole.
Appreciate that, Paul. And obviously to you and Lanny, you guys did a great job for our fans and the fans that will hear this and the ones that tune into our games. It was fun and added a really exciting element each weekend we went away. So thank you guys.
No problem. Yeah. Okay, well, thanks again, folks. That's Coach Cole Jarrett. We'll wrap that up for the season, and thanks for joining us.